you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. It recently came up in a conversation I was having with someone, question around, shouldn't all of my parts get along all the time? Like, once you're done, don't they all work together? And I gotta tell you, when somebody said that to me, I laughed out loud. I was grateful I hadn't taken a drink of anything, or I'd have spit it all over my computer screen. Because I was like, what I said to them was, this is not my lived experience. There's almost always some sort of what I call an IFS, a polarization going on in my world at any given time. And I'll give you an example. Like, even today, I am recording videos, and there was a part of me that was like, it's almost 2 o'clock. Could we like stop and eat lunch? And another part is like, no, we cannot stop and eat lunch because we've got a whole lot to do. And, you know, no, we cannot stop and eat lunch. And so this is normal chatter in my head. And I would like to point out, you know, something, I don't know if I've talked about here or not, but I'll bring it up in case I have. Our parts don't have to like each other either, right? Like that's, I say this to clients, that is not their job. And the most, I'll give you another example of two parts. I have an inner critic, like who doesn't, right? Like who doesn't have an inner critic? So I have an inner critic that will, likes to cuss like a sailor. So I'm going to PG this down for us here because of this audience, but it'll be like, what the heck were you thinking? Why did you do something so stupid? And then almost immediately I get this defender part in my head and it's like, shut up, back off, leave her alone. I mean, good God, we've got so much going on. It's no wonder she forgot to do XYZ, right? Like whatever it is. So to me, those two parts are very polarized, right? There's my inner critic that thinks I'm an idiot. And then there's my defender part that's like, shut up, leave her alone. She's busy. Come on. And so I don't ever see, I have zero expectation. A part has zero expectation that these two guys are ever going to like be BFF, braid each other's hair and sing kumbaya. That's never going to happen. And to me, that I don't expect that to happen. So to the person that said, shouldn't they just all get along? We've been one big happy family. My apologies. You know who you are. Like if a part laughed in your face, but what I can tell you is that is not my lived experience. There's always something going on in my head. There's always something bubbling in my head. And so two things, really, I don't have any expectation that my parts are all going to show up and act as one. And I think part of that is because they all have different ideas and different agendas about how to get things done. Like they, you know, the classic example I use quite often, you've probably heard me say this is, let's say I get a day off. So it's Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, and I don't have anything to do. And I've got a part that decides we're going to watch a little TV. I'm tired of hearing about the, you know, the whatever Netflix is streaming that everybody's talking about. And so we lay down and we're hanging on the couch and, you know, you guys know what happens in streaming TV, right? Like after the first episode, then you get a little thing at the bottom. This is next episode in 10 seconds. And it just takes you straight to it, right? And what traditionally happens for me is after two or three episodes, I've got a part that's like, lazy, get off the dang couch, you've got things to do. And then I've got the other part that's like, oh no, 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 we have to know what happens next. We are going to keep watching through the end of the season, right? And so both of these parts have different ideas about what's best for me. And so I don't ever expect them to agree or get along. They don't have to like each other. That's not their job. That's how I feel about that. And so, you know, this idea of, and hey, if this is your lived experience, that your parts actually do get along and there's never this back and forth in your head about what you should do, please let me know. I want to talk to you, right? Laura@lauralively.com. That's my email, laura@lauralively.com. Please email. I would love to hear from somebody, but that's not my experience. There's always something in my head happening where one part thinks this is a good idea and another part doesn't think it's a good idea. Or then a third part says, oh, did we think about that? That's actually one of the things I love most about myself is that I have the ability to brainstorm and come up with all sorts of ideas. And so Yeah, I have zero expectations in my system that my parts are ever going to 100% get along or 100% be in lockstep with each other. I do have a part that wishes it was that way, but that's just not my experience. And I'd be curious, I'd love to hear from somebody if it's theirs. And so ultimately, what I said to my friend who was talking to me about this after, I stopped snorting water out of my nose was I'd be curious about the part that thinks that, right? The part that believes that one day we will all get along, we will stop arguing with each other, we'll all be in lockstep with each other. I'd be curious about that part because that's a wishful. And my parent, in my system, I'll speak for myself, right? In my system, that is a wishful thinking part. And I do have one of those. I do have one that wishes, oh my gosh, could we just stop having all the arguments in my head? But, to me, this journey with parts work is about building a relationship with the parts and recognizing when they are active and being able to hear all the sides, right? The one that says, get off the couch, the one that says, oh, heck no, we're staying here. And for me to be able to kind of, with some self-energy, get curious about both of their opinions, get curious about maybe what is the best thing for me to do right now? It is Sunday afternoon. This is my only day off during the week. I see why the part thinks we should hang out on the couch. And then the flip side, maybe I can get curious with the part that's like, get off the couch and do XYZ. And maybe I can get curious and say, what is it you think we should be doing? And the part might say, we need to be working, working, working. And it's like, okay, well, we've been doing that for the last 6.5 days. Maybe we don't want to do that. If it says, hey, you need to do some food prep for the week or you're going to be in trouble because you don't have anything cooked. And then you know how that goes. That part might be right. It's true. I batch cook so that I have food. Batch cooking is the way I survive and say I'm on a food plan that makes me happy and healthy. And so, that part might have a point. So then a third part might come in and say, hold on. I see you that wants to, or self, who knows, right? Like another opportunity is, okay, what if we got up and started cooking? And then while the food's actually cooking, we can come back to the couch and watch TV. Okay, well, maybe that's another manager in my head trying to come up with a third solution. And then what I want with a place of curiosity and compassion, I don't want to make any of these guys wrong. Like the one that wants me to watch TV, I don't want to say, oh, you're an idiot. Of course we should get off this couch. Okay, that's the critic, right? And the one I don't want to say to them is like, oh, for God's sake, we've been working all week. What is wrong with you? We deserve a few hours on the couch, right? That doesn't sound very self-led either, right? So, how can I be open and curious to what this part says, what that part says? And then, when the third one says, hey, have you thought about like doing it differently? And then you could do both. You could get stuff cooking and then you could hang out on the couch and watch the next episode. So, me with some self-energy might say, now that's a good idea because this part's right. I do need to get my food cooked for the week. That's the best way for me to make it through the week. That's the best thing for me to be fully prepped for the week. So this part is correct. This other part is also correct. I've been working solid for this last 6.5 days and I need some time off, right? So with some self-energy, I want to be able to hear what all of the parts have to say and then make the best decision for me and the system. So I hope that's helpful to you. But yeah, if your parts all march to the same drummer and there's no yes and or no kind of fighting in the system, please let me know. I want to talk to you because I bow down. That is not my system. But yeah, I don't, I wish I did, but I do have a wishful part that does wish that the parts would all get along, but I know that's a part because that's just not my life. And if it's yours, more power to you. So let me know, Laura@lauralively.com. I would love to hear which way your system is. Do you have conflict in the system, or at least difference of opinion, or do all of your parts like get along and you're marching happily along? Let me know. I'd love it. Thanks for joining me today. Love to you and all of your parts, no matter which way they are, all dancing to the same tune or kind of having a kerfluffle in there. Sending you so much love.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.